Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. Indiana lawmakers are hearing from the public today on a contentious court ruling limiting Hoosiers' ability to prevent police from entering their homes. A study committee put together in response to the ruling is considering its options. The Indiana Supreme Court ruled in May that a Vanderburg man did not have the right to forcefully resist police who entered his home without a search warrant. Since then, lawmakers have said they want to clarify the law to protect Hoosiers' Fourth Amendment rights against unlawful search and seizure. The attorney for an 11-year-old Martinsville boy charged with fatally shooting his 6-year-old brother is asking a judge to suppress a videotaped statement he made to police after the shooting. Attorney John Boren says the boy wasn't given a chance to consult with his parents, as required by law, before waiving his right to have an attorney present when he was questioned July 1st. Morgan County Prosecutor Steve Sonega says he'll have trouble getting a conviction without the video because the boy now denies the shooting at the home. Sonega says the boy's consent was implied even though he didn't sign a waiver. The judge says he will rule within a week. Goshen College, which stopped playing the national anthem at sporting events, will play America the Beautiful instead. Goshen's president says America the Beautiful is more fitting with the Mennonite Church-affiliated school's pacifist traditions while also honoring the country. School President Jim Brenneman says the use of America the Beautiful will begin with sporting events this fall and that the U.S. flag will be present. WFYI weather this afternoon, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 93. Rain and storms likely tonight with a low of 65 and mostly sunny tomorrow through Monday with highs near 83. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.